It's the third year in a row the two parties have offered competing plans. Governor Branstad this year proposes a smaller but still permanent reduction in the amount of commercial property that's taxed. And the state would cover local government's losses for an eventual cost of $400 million. For Senate Democrats led by Matt McCoy of Des Moines, that's not compromise.
We want an election, too. And the bottom line is, if we're going to have property tax relief, it's going to have to involve compromise.
A panel of Senate Democrats gave initial approval to their plan for $250 million in tax credits for business and industry. Hull Republican Randy Feenstra says that won't work to attract industry.
Economically, when we're trying to get business, when we're trying to attract business, it's a flawed plan.
But Democrats say 9 out of 10 businesses would see more property tax relief than under the governor's plan. A spokesman for the governor said Senate Democrats should turn their energy toward fixing Iowa's uncompetitive tax climate. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.